Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. This is a special schuss for Gil Shoshana Bas Nechagitl Simcha Ben Nechagitl. We're in the third shir in the Asvin Dei Raisa in Klal Ches. And we are in Ostes. And we're discussing whether Yibum is an Isser Erva, the Isser Yavam al-Shuk, that a woman is not allowed to marry anybody but her Yavam, unless she does Chalitza. Is that an Isser Erva or not? So the Asen D'Oraisa brings a raya from the Sefer Yavamus. It's a very, very famous Sefer. It's on everybody's bookshelf. It's part of Shas. In Yavamus and Membeis Amid Aleph, the Gemara asks why the rabbis required a havchana of 3 months in between marriages. So the Gemara says that according to Rav, the reason is Shema Yisa Esachosom Aviv. Because if she doesn't wait 3 months, she marries man B right after man A, they're going to think, and then she's pregnant, as she's married to man B, she's going to think maybe she's pregnant from the first guy. And maybe. She's pregnant from the first guy, and she's going to think that it's really the second husband. So this son is going to marry the sister, his sister, the son of his father. In other words, he's going to assume that he was born from the second husband. He was really born from the first husband and ended up marrying his sister. Another problem is v'yayabem eishes aviv me'imo. V'yayabem eishes achiv me'imo. He's going to do yibum on the wife of his brother from his mother. He's going to think that this is his brother from his father, and it's really only from his mother. It's different fathers. Now, we have to know who the father is, otherwise it'll be iser eishes achiv l'shalov b'makom mitzvah. Same mother, but different fathers. You have to know the fathers. You need 3 months of Havchana. Third problem is the Yotzias Imo Lashuk. Maybe after he's born, the second husband's going to die, then any other children, and the mother's going to be Mutter Lashuk. Without Yibum, but she really needs to have Yibum, because he's not really the second husband's son, he's really the first husband's son. There's another problem, that maybe his brother from his father is going to die without children. They're going to think it's not his brother. They're going to say, hey, he was born from the second husband. And his brother was born also from the second husband. And therefore his brother, and his brother, was born from the first husband, and he was born from the second husband, and they're going to say that he has no brothers, and they're going to be pater the Yavam al-Shuk. So in all of these instances, it's going to mess us over if we don't know who the correct father is, and therefore we have to wait 3 months. Now when it says in the Gemara Yotzias Imo Lashuk, Rashi writes, Imlo Teled Imo Lashani, V'yamos Hasheni, V'kesvurim Shezeh Beno, V'tinasi Lashuk B'lo Chalitza. She's not going to have children with the second one. The second one's going to die. So they're going to think this is his son. And then she's going to get married without Chalitza, but he really was born of the first one. And Arif Hanina comes and he asks the question. It says, B'kula, and all those women who were asked her from getting married, we're doing Yibum, rather they have to do Chalitza. All these women were asked to marry certain men. Ani Korbi, Mishim Takanas Erva. The reason they're not allowed to get married is because of Erva. the kan that they have to wait, it's not because of takana terva. So should takana of lad, because of the child. Not takana's erva, it's takana of the child. You have to know who the child is, who's the father. V'yisa kula mishum takana's erva. And if it's true that the rabbis were concerned that he might marry his sister from his father, because he doesn't know who the father is, that's also takana's erva. So why is this only called takana's vlad? It should also be called takana's erva. And says the Gemara, hay mishum takana's vlad, lo lifka b'hu erva. These 3 months, or in order that he shouldn't be pogea, this vlad shouldn't be pogea be'erva. So we say takanas vlad that he shouldn't end up marrying an erva. Rashi says, "Avol kol shara ne'asaros, ika takanas isho bal atzmo, zlo lifku be'erva." The other ne'asaros are the takana of the isha and the baal himself, that they shouldn't be pogea be'erva. But this havchana is that the vlad shouldn't be pogea be'erva. We're worried about the takana of the vlad, and therefore, in order that the vlad shouldn't end up marrying the wrong person, we make his mother wait 3 months. Now, if we say that the Asiyah of Amalashuk is an Isra Erva, we have a big kasha. Why? Because Rabbi was choshesh that he's going to be motzi Imo Lashuk. In other words, a woman who gets married without a chun of 3 months, maybe she's not going to have a child from the second person, and he's going to die and she's going to have to do Yibam, and people are going to think that this suffek child is her son from the second husband, and they're going to say she doesn't need Chalitza, she's going to be over in the Isra of Yivam Lashuk. So it's not only about the vlad, it's about the mother. She's going to be over on erva. So what does the Gemara say? Only the vlad is going to marry the erva if there's marriage of his mother within 3 months. And it's not like other nesaros, there's takanas isho bal, that they shouldn't be pogea the erva. Here there's also erva. If she marries without Havchana, we're going to assume possibly that the child came from the second husband. It really came from the first husband, but since she thinks it came from the second husband, she's going to marry now after her second husband dies without Chalitza. That's an erva on the mother. So why does the Gemara say it's only takanas erva on the child, not takanas erva on the mother? The answer is that we have to say the Yavam Lashuk isn't an Isra Erva. And therefore, even if he's Motzi, Ima Lashuk, there's not going to be an Isra Erva. Just Shema Yisa, Achoso Me'aviv, he might marry his sister from his father. He might do Yibum on the wife of his brother from his father, from his mother. He's not going to know the right father is. These are Isra Erva. But not the woman who's going to be Mutaris Lashuk. So basically, from this long raya, we see that the Gemara is not calling erva a woman who is muteris lashuk, who were matir lashuk, even though she's asher lashuk. It's a woman who's chayv to do chalitzer yibum, and she ends up marrying somebody else. The Gemara says that's not called erva. Gemara doesn't consider that erva. Well, you're worried about the erva of the child, not about the mother. So memela, we see from here that. We see from here that Yavam Lashuk is not an Isser Erva. Look also in the Gemara in Yavamis, Tzadivavam and Aleph, there's a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says Yavam is like an Eish Hashish. Shmuel says Yavam is not like an Eish Hashish. The Gemara explains, they're arguing about Rav Hamnuna, who says Shomeris Yavam, whose Mizane is a surah to the Yavama. Rav holds like Rav Hamnuna. In other words, Yavam is like an Eish Hashish. And now that she had Bia with someone else, she was Nifselis Biznus. And Shmuel holds not like Rav Hamnuna, because he says Yavam is not like an Eish Hashish. She's not Nifselis Biznus. Ad Kan Sigis HaGemara. And therefore, it would seem that they're arguing, possibly, about our suffix. Rav holds that Isser Yavama Lashuk is, we discussed this in the first segment of the shir, is Machmas Ishus. There's an Ishus between her and the Yavam. And therefore, when she has Bia, this Shomeris Yavam, she's waiting to Yavam, when she has Bia, so what's going on over here? She's Pogam in the Ishus, and now she's Nifselis Biznus. Because Binyan Ishus, it's Nus that Asers, just like an Eishas Ishus Asura Biznus. And Shmuel holds no, that the Isser Yavam Lashok is Stam in Isser B, it's not Machmas Inyan Ishus Klal, it's not Kazinyan of Ishus. And there's no Ishus between her and the Yavam. And therefore there's no reason that she should be Asur when she has Nus to the Yavam. She shouldn't be Asur to the Yavam when she has Nus, because there's no... There's no Ishus involved. So that's a machlokes, if it's called Ishus or not called Ishus. According to Rav, it's an Isser Ishus, and according to Shmuel, it's Stam an Isser. And therefore, even if she's Mizaneh, she's not going to be Aser to the Yavam. Ve'od yesh lomer ba'zbaras pluktus Rav Shmuel hanal depligi b'shleas tvaras hanizkaras b'shas kedushin. Maybe this machlokas of Rav and Shmuel, if the woman is considered like an Eish Hashish to this Yavam, Rav holds, or not considered like an Eish Hashish to the Yavam, Shmuel, like Shmuel holds, maybe they're arguing with the two svaras that we mentioned in an earlier segment in the Gemara and Kedushin and Gittin, Kedushin Yadal Amad Aleph, Gittin Pe Gimel Amad Aleph, that we have two svaras, Bissa Inyan Isser Yavam Lashuk, that the Ishus of the Baal didn't leave completely, and her Isser is Mikoach HaBaal, or no, the Isser is not Mikoach HaBaal, but rather, the Yavam is the person who answers. Like we said in the previous segment, that the Makshin and the Sugyas and Kedushin and Gittin hold, that the Yavam isn't the Yavaser, it's the Baal, and then the Gemara says no. The Gemara says the Yavam Asala, the Yavam Sharila, he is the Oser. So we can say, based on what it says in Yavamis, that there the Gemara wants to learn that if somebody has Bia with Achav's Ishto, his Bia with his sister's wife, his wife is going to become Aser Mikal V'chomer. Uma b'makom abal Aser Kal Shein Oser Oser Kol Yamav. Somebody has Bia with an Eishas Ish, which is an Isser Kaal, because the one who answers her doesn't answer her forever, meaning her husband answers her, doesn't answer her forever because she is a Heter Beget, Neser HaOser, the Baal, who answers her through Kedushin on the Boel, is now Aser through the Bias HaBoel, because the one who's Mizaneh. She's also the Baila, so ma b'makom ha'Baal Isser Kal, she'en osur so kol yamav. That if somebody is Baal, has Bia with an Isser Kal, that the Isser isn't kol yamav, nevertheless, Nesar ha'Oser, the Baal becomes Aser, the Baal of Aser becomes Aser, Makom Shabal Isr Chamor Shaosra Osra Kol Yamav. If your Baal Isr Chamor Achos Ishto, that your wife's sister is Asr Kol Yamei Chaya Ishto. Eino Din Shia Nesar Oser. Certainly the wife should become Asr if in the lighter case by Neshes Ish the wife becomes Asr to her husband. Certainly here, where one is with Achos Ishto, which is more Chamor because there's no Heter Kol Chaya Ishto, so certainly his wife should become Asr. So it's Muchach from the Lashon of the Gemara. That Eishes Ish is Asura Lebaila Al Yedei Znus, that is only because the Baal Asers on the Boel. That in Eishes Ish becomes Asur Labaila Al Yedei Znus, that is only because the Baal is the Oser and the Boel, like the Lashon of the Gemara. Nesar HaOser. So we say that if the Baal, who's the Oser, but it's an Isser Kal because he gives his wife a divorce, but if she has Bia, he becomes Aser. So if a person has Bia with Achos Ishto, certainly the Nasser should Oser, meaning his wife, who Asers her husband to her sister, she should certainly become Aser. But we see from the Lashon of the Gemara again that the reason that Eishes Ish becomes Aser Labaila Al Yedei Znus is because the Baal is the Oser on the Boel, and therefore we say Nesar HaOser. The Rosh in the first parak of Ksubas in Siman Dalet, Karban Asano, there Sivkat Nches, Armadakdek from the Gemara in Yevamos that we mentioned, that when the Baal isn't the Oser, there is also not a Nesar. For example, an Eishes Ish who had Bia with a guy. So Balav Hachi, anyway, she's Aser to this guy, so her husband is not going to become Aser with that Bia. Because when do you become Aser with the Bia? When it's because of the Baal. When the Baal is the Oser. So you're saying you have this Rabbin Bia, Nasar Oser, but when she's Aser anyway, then he's not the Oser, then he's not Nasar, he doesn't become Aser. So according to this, we can say that the Rav and Shmuel are arguing about the two svaras in Kedushin and Gittin that we had. Remember, the two svaras, the first svara was that Ishus HaBaal, that the Ishus, even after he dies, is still Mikoch the Baal. And the second svara was, no, it's not Mikoch the Baal, it's Mikoch the Yavam. The Makshin thought it was Mikoch the Baal, and the Taritzin said, no, it's Mikoch the Yavam. So Rav holds that the Ishus Beina Uvena Yavam is Mikoch the Yavam. That's why she's Aser to the world, because she has a certain type of Ishus with the Yavam. And therefore, since the Yavam is the Oser, because he asks her to the whole world, he's also Nasser when she has relations with somebody else. So Shemeris Yavam Shazinsa is Aser the Yavama. And Shmuel, who holds that the Isser is Mikoch HaBaal, not Mikoch the Yavam. If so, the Yavam is not the Oser. And since the Yavam is not the Oser, he's also not Nasar, because again, we saw in the Gemara in Yavamas that the reason a woman in Eishes Ish is Aser to her husband is because he's the Oser. Because he's the Oser, he's Neser. He becomes Aser, but if he's not the Oser, he doesn't become Aser. So according to Rabbi Holtz, Taka, that the Yavim is the Oser, when she has been with somebody else, he becomes Neser, he himself becomes forbidden. But according to Shmuel, that the Yavim's not the Oser, it's her original husband that's the Oser, when she has been with somebody else before ever going to do Yibum, she's not going to become Aser to the Yavim. Sound good? Good. However, it's not so good. Because if this is true, then according to everybody, there's an issue of Ishus here. Rav holds the Ishus is with the Yavam, and Shmuel holds the Ishus is with the first, with the late husband. But everybody holds there's Ishus here. Because if what we're saying is correct, that the reason a Shomeris Yavam is Muteres, if she's Mizana according to Shmuel, is because she's not an Eishes Ish Liyavam. That's what it should have said. She is an Eishes Ish. She's not an Eishes Ish Liyavam. But according to everybody, she's an Eishes Ish. Should have said, Rav says she's an Eishes Ish Liyavam, and therefore she's Asur to him, and Shmuel says she's not an Eishes Ish to the Yavam. But it's not what it says. It says, Tama, Reu Ke Eishes Ish, Ve'ena Ke Eishes Ish. So it's Much that according to Rav, her Isser is Mikoach Ishus. And according to Shmuel, the Isser is Bechlam, not Mikoach Ishus. There's no Ishus at all. It's not the Ishus of the original Baal. There's no Ishus. Since there's no Ishus, if she's Mizana, she's still Mutter to the Yavam. That's like we said earlier, that there's a tzad that it's Mikoach Alav Greda, and it's mitzad, and there's another tzad that it's not Mikoach Alav, that it's Mikoach Ishus. And that was how he originally explained it. That Shmuel holds the Isser Yavam Lashuk is Stam and Isser. It's not because of Ishus. There's no Ishus at all. And therefore, if she's Mizana, she's not going to become Usher to the Yavam. And Rav says it is Ishus. She does have Ishus. And therefore, she is Usher to the Yavam. Then we try to explain it differently. We try to explain now. Now the Kuleyama to Ishus. Just the question is it Ishus to the Yavam or Ishus to the first husband? Rav holds it's Ishus to the Yavam, therefore she's Aser, she's Mizana. Shmuel holds it's Ishus to the first husband, and therefore she's not Aser if she's Mizana. Because you're only Aser if you're Mizana, if the Oser is Nasar. Only when there's an Oser that's Nasar, but here the Oser is already dead. But now we reject that and we said, no, it can't be, because then the Gemara would have used a different Lashon. It would have said that Rav holds that she's not like an Eishes Ish. Rav holds that she's like an Eishes Ish to the Yavam. Shmuel holds she's not like an Eishes Ish to the Yavam. Rather, like we said, she's an Eishes Ish to the first husband, still on a certain level. That's not what it says. It says, Stam, she's not an Eishes Ish. That means that it's not an issue of Eishes Ish here. There's no Ishus involved. Rather, there's no Erev involved. It's Stam Alav. So since it's Stam Alav, Rav Shmuel says that being Mizane isn't going to answer her to the Yavam because she was just over in Alav. But there's no Isser Ishus here. Whereas Rav holds that there, the issue here is Ishus. And therefore, if she went against this Ishus that she has with the Yavam, she's going to be usur to him. So Baruch Hashem, we learn today about this machlokas. Is it midin ishus, midin erva, or is it stamalav? We brought a raya, it's not mishum erva. The Gemara in Yavam is enough membeis, because the Gemara is only concerned with the Vlad, but it's not concerned with the mother marrying out. It only calls the Vlad erva. We're not worried about the Vlad being pokeab erva, but not the mother, even though we see that the mother might marry Lashuk when she's Aser, if we don't have Avchana. And yet the Gemara still doesn't call that an erva of the mother. And Mela, it's only, it's not an Iser erva. So we've thus far seen rise that it is an Iser erva, we've seen rise not an Iser erva. So there's a lot more to discuss, and we hope to do that in future Shiurim. So we completed now our third segment in our Shiurim and Klal Ches of the Atman D'Oraisa. We should be Zocha Lomo Du Lame Lishmor V'Lasa. So the canvas called every Samachas that we have, and may be Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.